New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Andrea Donsky. Lisa Davis is away today. And today we're going to be talking about something called CBD. And you might have heard about it. It is all the rage these days. And I'm excited to have on our show, Ola Lizard from Barleans. And today we're going to be talking about CBD from hemp oil. So Ola, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Andrea. How are you?
I am doing well today. I'm very relaxed. I took my CBD from hemp this morning, so I am feeling great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad to hear you're enjoying it.
I am. All right. So, you know, for a lot of people, I think they may have heard of the word CBD. They may, you know, it may have come across it. They may not understand exactly what it is. Maybe you can give everybody just a definition of what CBD is and what are the different types of CBD.
Sure. So CBD actually stands for cannabidiol, which is one of many, like around 100 different cannabinoids that come from actually a lot of different plants, but specifically we're talking about from hemp today. So there are many, many different cannabinoids, but CBD is one that is kind of making a lot of news these days. And again, it stands for cannabidiol. But, you know, you're hearing a lot about CBD in the news and in different health publications and on websites and shows like yours with Naturally Savvy. And it's kind of the rage. And it's a cannabinoid and we extract it from hemp.
You extract. Now that's a really good point. And I do want to talk about that for a minute. So CBD can be extracted from hemp, but it can also be extracted from cannabis, right? So I know that we're talking about hemp specifically today, and I do think it's an important thing to differentiate. So perhaps you can talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, so the interesting thing is hemp is cannabis, but it's not the only cannabis. Most people are probably more familiar with hemp's cousin, marijuana. And both of these plants are part of the cannabis plant family. So we kind of say, you know, it's like lemons and oranges are both citrus fruit. You know, they're not the same. They have differences, but they're kind of like cousins, but they're both citrus. And hemp and marijuana are both cannabis. They're both cannabis sativa L, but they're quite different. They look different. They're chemically different. And, you know, but they have similarities too. So I think that the biggest confusion is that people, for many years, a lot of people have sort of used the word hemp or the word cannabis, you know, in exchange for marijuana, but it's actually, marijuana is just one of the cannabis plants, and hemp is its cousin, and they're quite different. And the most striking difference between them is that hemp is very low in THC, and THC is the compound in marijuana that gets you high. So there is just a tiny, tiny amount of THC that can be in hemp. It's actually less than 0.3% of THC in a hemp plant. Whereas there's a lot of THC in marijuana. That's why people smoke marijuana to get stoned, because that's the compound in the plant that gets you high, the psychoactive compound. But there's very little of that in hemp. And there's a lot of CBD in hemp, whereas marijuana also has some CBD, but not very much. So marijuana is really, you know, really all about sort of the THC. And there are other compounds in there too. Obviously, there are a lot of uses for medical marijuana, but that's not what we're talking about when we're talking about CBD from hemp. We're talking about a plant that is very high in CBD, has almost no THC at all. So you cannot get high from hemp. But there is a lot of confusion around that. And what people need to kind of remember is, like I said, they're more like cousin plants and they're quite different chemically. But they do come from the same plant family.
So let's talk about legalities, because I think that's another area where people are confused. Can you tell us a little bit about where the laws are around CBD?
Yeah, so it is really confusing. And we're hoping that legalities get cleared up with passage of the 2018 Farm Bill, where they're really trying to make it very, very clear that hemp is legal, you know, even when marijuana is not. So right now, there is no state in the United States at all where hemp, CBD derived from hemp, is illegal. There's just simply no state where it's illegal. But there are states where it's really unclear and where departments of health and things like that have made sort of proclamations that people sort of are taking as if they're law. There's a lot of confusion around it. And the truth of it is, to be legal, CBD, to be legal everywhere, CBD needs to be derived from hemp. It needs to make sure it is under that 0.3% THC or that 0.3% THC. If you have more than that, it is not legal federally. And so I think it's really important for people to sort of know what to look for. So you want to be looking for CBD derived from hemp. You want to be making sure that it is in that less than 0.3% THC. And that those are the sort of primary things to look for in terms of legality. There, it can get pretty complex, and we actually have tried to answer this question. I think there are companies will say like, oh, you know, CBD is legal in all 50 states. And I think it's more nuanced than that, and you need to be a little bit more clear. So we have a really extensive set of FAQs on our website that we've really tried to dig into the details of this question. So for people that are interested in really understanding all the different sort of pillars of legality and where things fit, we have answered those questions on that FAQ. But I think the primary point to make is it's coming from hemp. If it has less than 0.3% THC, you're pretty safe in terms of legality. It's really important to look for that and to know what you're buying so that you know that you're buying a legal product. So we feel really comfortable that our products are legal, and there are many other really good brands out there that are. But there are some brands that are not super reputable, and I think it's important for people to know what to look for. So no matter whose product they're considering, they know what to ask about, they know what to look for to be sure that they're actually purchasing a product that is legal and safe.
Which you make a very good point. And I think the legality is crucial, obviously, because I think a lot of people don't understand that. So thank you for clearing that up. All right, let's talk a little bit about dosage on CBD, because people have asked, how much are they supposed to take and what are we supposed to look for in a bottle? So how could people differentiate in terms of knowing what they're getting in each bottle so that they can make a proper choice? But actually, Ola, before you answer that, can you just give your website address? I meant to ask you that people can go onto your website to check out those FAQs, and then you can answer the question.
You bet. Yeah. So our main website is barleans.com. It's BARLEANS.com. And those FAQs specifically are located at barleans.com/CBD-FAQs. Again, barleans.com/CBD-FAQs. So that's where can go to look at those FAQs and really, we have a really extensive set of questions and answers there. And I think we've tried very hard to answer every single question that gets thrown at us about these products, because there are so many questions and they're really legitimate questions. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of misinformation. We've also provided links on there for people who want to look at the research that's being done around CBD. There are some great reputable places to go for research, like the NIH. There's a Cannabis Institute at the University of Colorado Pueblo. There's Medscape. So we've provided direct links to a lot of these other places where you can really kind of dig in more deeply. And then again, you're looking at a reputable resource, because there's so much misinformation. So we really encourage people to go to those as well. And we do have links on those FAQs as well for those other outside resources for folks that are looking. So, but I'm sorry, what was your question again?
Yeah, no problem. So basically talking about the dosage per bottle and how do we know what to look for when we're buying a CBD bottle?
Oh, yeah. We think it's really important for people. We see a lot of people confused because it's a little bit of a wild west when it comes to CBD. And then it goes all the way down to sort of how people are labeling products. So we've had people say like, oh, I'm taking a CBD product and I'm taking 1,000 milligrams, a serving. And that just seemed really strange, because 1,000 milligrams per serving of CBD of it, in a bottle with any number of servings is going to be a very expensive product. And, people don't realize that they're actually 1,000 milligrams in the entire bottle. So it's really important to look when you're looking at any product, be sure you know what number of milligrams are actually in the bottle and how many milligrams are in each serving, whatever their serving size is, whether it's a dropper full or it's gel caps or whatever the serving, format is. I think it's important for people to just take a moment to really understand what they're getting. Is that number representing the bottle or the serving? I know in our products, we've actually just put both right on the front label. So we want people to be very clear about what they're getting, but there is a lot of confusion around that. And just, you know, to talk about how much somebody should take. So that's a tricky question, Andrea, because every single person is a little bit different. And this product, you know, acts upon the endocannabinoid system, and we can talk a little bit more about that. But, you know, we tell people, we have one product, for example, our extra strength ideal CBD hemp oil. And that is 25 milligrams per serving. It's a dropper. You put it under the tongue. We absorb very well under our tongue, which is why we recommend, you know, that's a great way to take CBD because we have great absorption under our tongue. It's called sublingual. But that product has 25 milligrams per dropper full. But we tell people, you know, if you haven't taken CBD before, you don't have to take 20 drops. Take 5 drops, you know, see how you feel about that. See how that seems to work in your body. See if that seems like the right amount for you. If you feel like more is better, that's okay too. I will say it is not possible to overdose on CBD. There is no upper limit except, you know, your piggy bank. CBD products are not inexpensive. They're relatively expensive products, and we don't want people to feel like they have to take the recommended serving if they don't need to. So we usually tell people start low and slow, and sort of our bodies are all different. What our endocannabinoid system might benefit from is different. There's a lot of research being done right now around CBD and a lot of different health, you know, systems and how it works in our body. So we don't have all the answers yet. We do know that some people seem to immediately feel CBD and others don't. I'm one of those people who doesn't sort of have this immediate feeling. And I have friends who say like, oh, no, I take CBD and I feel something immediately. So every person is different, and what we're working on or dealing with might be different. So we try to have products that we think provide people the ability to get as much as they can for a reasonable price. But we also tell people, you know, you don't have to take, there isn't a clear daily value like established with certain nutrients. So we're in that learning phase still. And we tell people start with less. It doesn't make sense to necessarily take more unless you just your body does better with more. Again, I want to reiterate, there's nobody who's ever overdosed on CBD. It's not possible, as far as we know, to overdose on CBD. There don't seem to be any negative effects. You know, of course, there could, I guess, be people who might have an allergy, like with anything, but it's a very safe product, but it is an expensive product, and more isn't necessarily better. So low and slow, and see how you feel, and if you feel like you're doing the right thing, and it's working for you, then, you know, you don't necessarily need to take a higher amount.
Which I think is very fair of you to say that too, and honest, which I appreciate. And I'm sure our listeners do too. You know, my next question would be is, let's talk a little bit about the endocannabinoid system, because for some people, it might be a new word for them and they may not know what that system is. So perhaps you can give us a little bit of insight.
Yeah, so it is a new word because it's a system that was only discovered, you know, within the last several decades. So, just like we have a digestive system and we have a respiratory system and we have a circulatory system, we also have this system called the endocannabinoid system. Some people say endocannabinoid, so either pronunciation is correct. But for short, we call it the ECS. And what the ECS is responsible for, seems to be responsible for, is homeostasis, meaning balance, right? It is like the tightrope walker, we say, you know, that sort of, you know, walking across the rope, and the tightrope walker kind of adjusts to keep everything in balance, you know, tips a little bit this way or raises the pole a little bit that way. That's kind of what your ECS does in your body. It is the system that balances your whole body. So we have all this stuff going on in our brains and in our, you know, immune system and in our digestive system and, you know, our gut health we always talk about. And this appears to be that system that keeps all of those things in balance and tries its best to keep us in balance, you know, because as you know, a body that's in better balance and is, you know, not tipping one way or another with, you know, any particular, because we have a lot of stressors and, you know, maybe we didn't sleep very well or maybe we don't eat particularly well, those things can throw our whole body out of kilter. And so the ECS is that homeostasis system that's meant to balance us and keep us in check. So how that works is essentially this system has two different kinds of receptors, and these receptors are wired for cannabinoids. Now, I want to say that our bodies make cannabinoids. Those are called endocannabinoids, endo being the word meaning the root for, you know, meaning within. So these are cannabinoids that come with from within. Those are endocannabinoids. And then phytocannabinoids come from plants. So we have all of these, you know, lots of different plants have cannabinoids. Hemp happens to be very high in CBD, which, as I said, is one of like 85 or 100 different cannabinoids that have been discovered so far. But this, our bodies are basically have these receptors, these CB1 and CB2 receptors. They're all loaded, and all over our brain we have these receptors in our digestive system, in our immune system. An interesting thing about the ECS that I learned was that apparently when we have an injury, our body creates receptors at the site of that injury and takes them away when they're no longer needed. So it's a really interesting system that, again, is balancing you. And CBD acts upon these receptors. So, again, our body's making cannabinoids for these receptors, and then, you know, maybe we're not making enough in our body, and that might be why some people react differently to others. We don't really know all of the answers yet, but we will say that CBD sort of seems to act on these receptors, like kind of charges them, gets them going, and activates them more. So these, you know, this system is kind of responsible for all of those things that you might think about when you think, like, how do we stay in balance? We, you know, we relax, we fight off stresses, we sleep better, we remember, and we forget, you know what I mean? Forgetfulness is also important to our overall health. Not having, you know, I heard one physician talk about this and say, like, seems crazy to say, like, forgetful, you know, to forget things is important, but imagine if you remembered every single detail of everything you saw every day, you would be completely overloaded. So it's important for your body to know how to let go of things as well as hold on to important things, to rest properly, to manage stress, to do all of these things. So I think that that's, you know, you've got these receptors throughout your body, and these cannabinoids, including CBD, sort of act upon these receptors and charge them and keep them working properly. And so that's kind of, you know, when you look at all the things that people, you know, use CBD for, you think, okay, it makes sense. You know, there are receptors all through our bodies and in our brain and all these different systems in our bodies trying to keep us in balance. And that's essentially what the ECS appears to do. Again, we're learning a lot more about it. I mean, it's just been a few decades that the system was even discovered, and there's a lot of research going on, and it's pretty fascinating stuff. But, you know, I think we'll probably learn a whole lot more now that people's eyes have been a little bit open to this and how important it is.
Yeah. And like I said in the beginning, I just, you know, I just get an overall, because it's working on our nervous system, that overall sense of calmness, which I personally love how it makes me feel. So, you know, okay, just one last question before we go, Ola. You know, I know that you have different types. You mentioned you have the extra strength and you also have an organic. You know, is there one that's better than the other? Like, you know, just tell us a little bit about the cleanliness of CBD in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, again, there are a number of really reputable brands out there. I mean, Barleans, you know, as you know, is known for quality and integrity as a company, but there are a couple, you know, there are other companies out there making really good products as well. I do think it's really important for people, though, to know what to ask about and what to look for, because as I mentioned earlier, it is a little bit of a Wild West. There, you know, it's a little bit unclear. There are a lot of companies popping up. Some are great, some are not so great. So a few things I would say in terms of our products, I don't think there's necessarily one that's better than the other. I think, you know, we do have one of the only USDA certified organic CBD products in the market. And for people who care about organic, for all of the reasons that we care about organic, you know, we're glad to offer that option for folks. I will also say that hemp is a pretty clean crop. Unlike a lot of, you know, other crops, it does not require, you know, all sorts of pesticides. And so it is a cleaner crop than some. So I think for people who are trying to make choices around organic, as most of us have to do, you know, it is one of those crops that you're probably okay to choose a non-organic, and you're still not necessarily going to end up with something that's loaded with pesticides. So I think it's important to just be honest about as well. I'm really proud that we have a USDA certified organic product. But I think our other product is also an exceptional product, as are many of other companies' products that are on the market, in terms of, you know, not having a lot of other junk in them that sometimes we have to worry about with non-organic products. So I think the things that are really, really important for people to focus on when they're looking for a CBD product, whether it's ours or somebody else's, is they absolutely should make sure that the company does third-party testing. And that means somebody else besides them tests their products for, you know, for making sure, number one, that there's not the more THC in it than there should be, making sure that what they say is in there is also in there, like making sure it has the level of CBD that is being claimed on the label, making sure that, there aren't heavy metals and toxins, that the pesticide levels aren't higher than they should be. So third-party testing is really important, or third-party independent testing, we also call it. And that just means, again, that we as a company have to send out samples to an outside lab, and those test results are made available directly to people. So, for example, for us, if you buy one of our Ideal CBD products, you can go on our website, you can put in the lot number right off your bottle, and we will send you the testing results from the lab, you know, on their letterhead, so you know it came directly from them. So that is a really important thing to make sure that you can get, so that you know you're getting a clean, safe product that is also legal. The other thing, again, is just, you know, knowing who you're buying from, knowing that it's a reputable company is very important. There are some great companies coming up in this space. It's a booming market. But that also invites in people who maybe aren't as reputable to try to make a quick buck. So know who you're buying from, know the companies, do your research. Third-party testing is really important, making sure that there aren't excess heavy metals and all of that stuff, you know, again, very important.
Definitely agree. Well, Ola, thank you very much. It was very educational. We appreciate you coming on to talk about CBD. And like you mentioned before, you can go to barleans.com to learn more about their Ideal CBD product. And Ola, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we go?
No, just thank you so much for having me. I really appreciated the opportunity to talk about CBD. I encourage people to get out there, learn more about these products, learn what's available, and look for products that are safe and legal. But, you know, they're really interesting and they're really worth learning about.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'm Andrew Donsky. Lisa Davis will be back next time. And you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrew Donsky, at Health Media Gal 1, and Radio MD. Thank you for listening. Stay well.